Hello, my name is Kat Adams, and this is Kat to the World. Our topic today is sex addiction. So what is sex addiction? What are the signs that someone is a sex addict? Types of sex addiction and effects of sex addiction. That is what I want us to talk about. So the definition of sex addiction is when you cannot control yourself. You know, you cannot control yourself. You cannot control your sexual desires, your sexual urges. You just cannot control yourself. Like any other form of addiction, you just want to get that high. And how you get high is through sex. You know, like that's your high. You know? And you cannot control it. The moment you cannot control something, you become a slave to it. And when you're a slave to something, you're definitely addicted to that particular thing. So that's my definition of sex addiction or sex addict. And what are the signs that you might be a sex addict? When your partner wants nothing else but sex, they just want to have sex. When they watch a lot of pornography. Number three, when you make masturbating a habit. Number four, when you have multiple sex partners or you just cannot control yourself from cheating, then you're a sex addict. Number four, when you go to the extreme and engaging in criminal activities like stalking, raping, child molestation, and even incest. You know, those are the signs that you might be a sex addict. So we're going to talk about types of sex addiction. I had no idea that there are types of sex addiction. No, it's like in my head I was like, if you're addicted to alcohol, there are no types of alcohol addiction. You know, like, if you don't go and do research about something, definitely you're not going to know anything about it. So I'm here to tell you that there are six types of sex addiction. And number one is biologically sex addiction. This is when someone watches way too much pornography and they masturbate way too much. So that is biologically or pornography sex addiction. Number two, we have psychologically sex addiction. This is where someone suffered in the past. Either they were abused in the past or they were neglected by their partner in the past. So they are suffering from psychologically sex addiction. And this, I will explain this a little bit when I'm going to explain on our fourth type. So the third one is spiritual sex addiction. Crazy, I know, spiritually. So this is when a person tries to fill the spiritual void or spiritual hollow through sex. So they end up looking for the spiritual satisfaction in all the wrong places. So they keep telling themselves, like, you know, they want to feel closer to God. So they keep doing sex to fill that void. You ask them and they will explain to you in that spiritual way. So that's why it is defined as spiritual sex addicts. And number four, we have trauma based, which is kind of relates with the psychologically based trauma. Psychologically sex addict and trauma based addict relates in one way or the other, because it's both mentally. So this is trauma is where, like, maybe you are abused, which is the same as psychologically, you are abused or neglected. So if you suffered rape, if you were raped when you were young, you know, like, there are some girls that if they were raped, or some guys if they were molested when they were young, they tend to hate those people. Like for women, you find that they hate men and they start dating women and what have you and all that. So for other people who become addicted to this type is when they just want to go back to that moment, to go back to the moment it was happening, you know, to exactly go to that scenario, you know. So if they were raped, if they're having sex with their partner, you know, like they don't care about their partner, so they just want their partner to recreate that moment. If they were tied, they enjoy some weird things that you might think that they're just kinky or that they're like they're wild or something, but no, maybe this person is addicted to that form of abuse, cause it takes them back to a moment where it started, you know. So they are addicted to that. And for us, we tend to sometimes ignore some things when it comes to sex, because you think your partner, maybe she or he is wild, but no, they are recreating something, and this is what we define, or this is what it's defined as, psychologically or trauma-based, according to my understanding. They just want to go back there. That's how they get off. That's how they get satisfied. That's how they enjoy sex, is by going back to that moment. You know, so that is trauma-based or psychologically based sex addicts. And then the next one we have is mood disorder. You know, like young adults, when they figure that their hormones are imbalanced, that their chemicals are imbalanced, you know, instead of doing something else to balance it, they start having sex when you're moodless. You just want to have sex, and you figure out that, you know, every time you keep having sex when you're moodless, your mood changes, your hormones, they are balanced, because, you know, like after that intense activity, you feel like you're balanced. Instead of you going to do something else, you just focus on sex and you feel like you get satisfied, and the hormones are balanced, and you end up becoming a slave to that. So you become a mood disorder sex addict. Every time they're moodless, they just want to have sex, or anytime they're super excited, they want to have sex. Every time they're hungry, they want to have sex. Every time they're sad, they want to have sex, you know, so that the chemicals in their brain can balance and they can stabilize their mood. And last but not least, we have the intimacy anorexia sex addict. And this is a category where these are people whom they have noticed that they like sex way too much and they're trying to stop. So what they do is they tend to withhold any form of sexual activities. They withhold love. They withhold compliments. They blame their partners for everything. They just want their partner to still be with them, but they are living like roommates. Even if your partner goes beyond and look hella sexy for you, they tend not to see, because they're like, no, I'm not doing it. They keep themselves busy so that they cannot have sex. They try and avoid their partner because they don't want to have sex. At the same time, they just want to keep their partner there and have them like a roommate, because they're, yeah. So we have biologically stroke pornography sex addicts, psychologically sex addicts, spiritual sex addicts, trauma-based sex addicts, mood disorder sex addicts, and intimacy anorexia sex addicts. You know, you might have noticed something, but sometimes you assume that maybe your partner is kinky, or maybe your partner is wild, or maybe your partner is crazy. But maybe, just maybe, your partner is a sex addict, and you just don't know it. You know? So that is the definition of a sex addict. I've given you the signs, the types, and we're going to talk about the effects. How is it affecting them? How is it affecting people around them? How is it affecting their relationship? Because like any form of addiction, it is bad and it affects them negatively. There is no form of addiction that affects anyone positively. Nothing, be it alcohol and drug abuse and sex, none of it, none of that, you know, none of it makes it has a positive side. No, it doesn't. It just doesn't. It's always negative. When someone, the effect of someone who's addicted to sex is they spend less time with their friends and family, because they are probably having sex with someone or having sex with themselves. They lose productivity, because when you have sex a lot, or when you have sex multiple times, you tend to get tired and you lose your productivity at home or at work. You know, you're not just productive, you don't have energy because you use a lot of your energy doing sex. You also fall into financial problems, especially if your form of addiction makes you look for sex commercial workers. They want to get paid, you know, and sex is not cheap. Sex is expensive. You will take someone who's not the person you're dating out on a date, or someone you're not married to. You take them out, you spend money on them for you to go and have sex with them. You understand? We understand there. Also, it increases substance abuse. And I read somewhere that one addiction will lead to another addiction. If you're addicted to alcohol, one way or the other, you'll end up being addicted to cigarettes. If you're addicted to sex, one way or the other, you'll end up being addicted to alcohol, addicted to cigarettes, addicted to weed. You know, because this kind of highs, this level of you just being high, you'll just, you know, one addiction enjoys another form of addiction. You know, when you're drunk, you want to have sex, and when you're a sex addict, you enjoy it more. When you smoke weed, you want to have sex, and when you're a sex addict, you know, you feel like, you know, like it's just combining in very, very, very okay. So when it will lead to a lot of substance abuse. And so I've given you definition and types and signs and the effects. But at the same time, coming from an African setting, we barely talk about sex. It is a taboo to talk about sex. Our parents don't talk to us about sex. So I feel like it's about that time that we be the change. You know, we do this for the younger generation. I don't want my siblings, my baby siblings, for them not to understand anything about sex, the consequences that comes with sex. How can someone become a sex addict? You just don't wake up in the morning and you're a sex addict. No, it doesn't happen. It's because nobody wants to talk about sex that it ends up just happening. You know, nobody woke up one day and they just became addicted to sex. No. But when you can talk to them, once again, I'm not saying you encourage sex. No, sir, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we talk about sex, about the repercussion that comes with sex, about the consequences that comes with sex. And if we do that, then maybe, just maybe, the younger generation won't go through the same hoops that we went through. Maybe we won't have so many cases of unwanted teen pregnancy. You know, sexual transmitted diseases, HIV and AIDS. All of these are a result of sex. And when we talk about sex, when you tackle sex, that is something that will help us slowly, one step at a time, reduce the number of these other things like teen pregnancy, STIs, STDs, HIV and AIDS. Is when we talk about sex, when we embrace the sex, is not a taboo. Okay, it is a taboo, but it's not a taboo. It's not a taboo. sex is there. Now that's all I can say, you know, like that's all I can say, sex is there, you know. You're doing it, I'm doing it, the person sitting next to you is doing it. You're here because two people decided to have sex. So we cannot just assume. No. You're smart because you went to school and you got educated. You know, so we can educate other people. You know, there's a difference between someone who went to school and someone who didn't go to school. You get? So there's also a difference between someone who has a better understanding of the sex education compared to someone who went to school and you just attended class 6 science about the reproductive system. Even our own teachers back in primary school, they didn't talk a lot about sex, you know. But if you can do it, because I can do it, I'm actually doing it. I want to talk about sex. I want you to help me talk about sex. You know, we can educate the younger generation. We can be the change that we want to see out there. You know, I am tired of seeing teen mothers. You know, I'm tired of seeing young people dying because of HIV and AIDS. I'm tired of seeing kids on the streets because, you know, like, there's nobody to take care of them. Their mom is a kid, their father is a kid who's nowhere to be seen. So, let's talk about it. Let's talk about sex. Today I'm talking about sex addiction. And you can help me to pass this message along by sharing this content. Thank you for listening to me. My name is Kat Adams, and this is Kat to the World.